You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Hi kids, welcome to Story Zone with Jen. That's me. Zone Radio's Story Zone is proudly brought to you by Jenny Stone as we read through her award-winning book series, Sibo Says. Join me and dive into the world of a young South African girl called Sibo. Sibo Fights Malaria by Jenny Stone. Published by Let's Look Publishing and narrated by Jenna Fish. Chapter 2. Sibo Finds Out More. At breakfast, Sibo said, "May I go to the library after school? I'll be a little late home. Would that be cool?" Mum stirred her coffee and heaved a great sigh. "Of course, my child, I understand why." Sibo left for school quite early that day, going straight to her class without stopping to play. She wanted to ask a question or two about how not to get malaria and what you must do. Her teacher asked why she wanted to know. Sibo explained they were all going to go to a malaria area at Flatwater Stills. She wondered if everyone there must take the pills. "Well," said Miss Ball, "these insects start to bite just before the sun goes down and the day turns to night. You should wear protection on your arms and on your legs, too. A long-sleeved shirt, long pants and socks would do. Mosquitoes need still water to lay their eggs in, so they could start a family at the bottom of a tin. Make totally sure there are no stagnant pools or puddles of water near homes and schools. People should use net screens on their windows and doors, and also use repellent on the walls and floors. These simple precautions help keep mozzies at bay. Now, Sibo, I think that's enough about malaria today." Sibo sat in her class and daydreamed a lot, wondering if this repellent was healthy or not. If something had been sprayed and you gave it a lick, could that also make a person sick? She couldn't wait for school to end at 2. She'd go to the library, that's what she'd do. There's a librarian there who thought Sibo was nice, who had helped her before, more than once or twice. These places surely were guaranteed to have all the information she needed to read. She wanted to discover just how mozzies made you sick. Did it take a long time, or did it happen quick? The mozzies she'd seen before were all rather small, bouncing madly around or flat against the wall. Usually, Mum just squashed them stone dead. She'd never in her life seen a mosquito's head. She imagined they had fangs, sharp, tiny, and white, that sink into your skin as they start to bite. She wondered if they bother other animals too, and if they bite a cow, does it taste like stew? Sibo wiggled and sighed and shuffled around. She dropped her book, and it made a loud sound. Miss Ball wagged her finger at Sibo and said, "You can find out more later. Now do your sums instead." When school finally finished, Wayne asked Sibo to play.
"No, thanks," she said. "I'm going to the library today. I need to get some information about small, meany things that cause tons of havoc and fly around on wings."
Wayne looked confused, scratching his head.
"Do you want some help? I could come with you instead."
"That would be great," Sibo answered with glee. "We'll both have lots to learn and plenty to see."
On the way to the library, Sibo told her friend,
"We are going for a visit to the Stills next weekend. I need to know more about mozzies and malaria, as the place we are staying at is a well-known malaria area."
Sibo told the helpful lady just what she had to know. She pointed in the direction that they should go. Then she bought Sibo a book on
entomology. Look, it's got lots of information on mosquitoes, you see.
Sybil saw that mozzies have no teeth in their head, but just a pointy tip called a proboscis instead. This has sharp knife cutters to slice into your skin, and some ugly tubes dangling to suck blood up from within. The cycle starts when the female Anopheles lives in an area and bites another person who has already got malaria. She sucks up blood that contains malarial parasites too. Then, about a week later, she infects somebody new. The mozzie injects these parasites when she bites into your skin, which swells up and gets itchy from their saliva within. The parasites roam around your body looking for various ways to settle down in the liver for about 14 days. Sometime later, you could get sick as can be, feel cold, sick and feverish, and then all shivery. In fact, the symptoms feel a lot like the flu. Go straight to the clinic and they will heal you. The end of chapter 2. Tune in to Zone Radio at 3:30 on Friday for chapter 3.
Today's Story Zone was brought to you by Jenny Stone, the mastermind behind Sibor Says. Published by Let's Look Publishers and narrated by Jenna Fish. Don't forget, you can access Jenny's books at any time on her website at sibor.co.za. Sibor, empowering children, one page at a time.